Well, what's this?
What?
On the left-hand side.
Oh, he's right. Dave's right. That does say 0-1.
Oh. No, come on now, Dylan. It's one game. Like, how do you fuck that up?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're rolling, by the way.
Okay, we're rolling. Yeah. Pick him is back. We're rolling.
This guy, I don't know. He just
welcome back, everyone. Barstool Pick'em Week 3. The Big Ten is back. We're sitting here on Wednesday. It's noon. The Big Ten has officially come back. I'm so excited.
It's very good.
Not only is it back, Dave, but here's a little wrinkle I just read, which is fucking awesome because it's just more football. So the season starts October 23rd and 24th. So I assume that means the Friday night games, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Then the championship Saturday is December 19th.
Day before
the college football playoff gets announced. Championship Saturday, to give every team 9 games, they're matching up East-West. So 1 plays 1, 2 plays 2, 3 plays 3. So everyone gets a 9th game. So it's a full slate of football that
but
day.
But 8 of them are inconsequential?
Well, of course. I mean, yeah, but that you could say all of Indiana football's season is inconsequential, if you want to go that way.
Well, no, they're not all necessarily inconsequential because 1 versus 1, that could be for the national championship, and then the Rose Bowl could be the other one.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know what the bowl season is going to look like, but yeah, that could absolutely be. Or what if one of – I mean, who knows how the college football playoff is going to – is going to pan out, but what if 2 versus 2, one of those teams has one loss, and they've lost to the one team, and then they get blown out in the championship game, then they leapfrog them. That could happen.
I'm confused.
Yeah, no shit, you're confused.
What you mean by
I love his
one,
face, Dave,
one versus one.
Like,
you mean, so after 8 games,
well, 1 versus 1 would be the championship.
Like you.
One versus one would be the championship.
Right.
Okay,
so
I thought it was
Ohio State,
I thought it was 9 games
okay,
and a championship.
So Ohio
that's
State plays Wisconsin,
no,
1 versus 1. Michigan
it's
then plays
okay,
Minnesota, 2 versus 2.
Got it.
And so on
I will
and so
say
forth.
They shouldn't. I mean, like the 8 versus 8 game is ridiculous.
But that's the beauty of it. I love it.
Crazy.
That's football.
Wild.
That's more yeah. football.
Imagine yeah. you love a position in that game. And you're like,
I already do.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give me Rutgers and the points.
That's crazy.
Done. All right, so we're back. Big Ten is back. Huge news. Dave gets to keep his Michigan fandom. That
yes.
was on the ropes.
I never, honestly, the only way I could have seen that happening is if they didn't play at all the entire conference, and it came out that Michigan stymied it. But I never thought there was a – it would be impossible for all of the Big Ten to play except Michigan. That,
yes.
That was never happening.
It was all in or all out. I did see what you just described, though. There was like a 10% possibility of happening.
Of Michigan being the one that held everything.
But what I kept going back to is like Jim Harbaugh would have.
He would have went berserk.
He would have. It would have been a hostage situation.
Yeah.
In Ann Arbor. It would have been like David Koresh in Waco. They would have had to bring in like the SWAT
well, bad news,
and take him out of the building.
Bad news bears when they just won't leave the Astrodome.
Yeah.
Let them play.
Yes.
Let them play. Let them play.
Yeah. All right, so Rico, what's the you want to give us the records
yeah,
for the Pat
sure.
Hill Trophy?
Okay. So once again, it is the Barstool Sports College Football Pick'em Podcast. I bet with my eyeballs, wet the beak, positive vibes only. Don't say list, Harambe Grievous. They don't get to say whether they are a rival or not. Dead mascot. Baldor Food, shout out Dave Martin, 50. Burk. Hawaii, Polynesian, or Samoan. Rest in peace, Jackie Aprile. Not one iota. Win the coin toss, win the game. No skills allowed. Wall of Integrity. Presented by Stoneham Ford, Gilberto Designs, and DJs in Belmar. And this is going to be the Pat Hill
mm-hmm.
Award.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big Cats first.
I'm at
second.
And
Dave is third.
Six.
But it was a great... It was a great week one.
Yeah, it was.
No,
it's great
week.
Be
well, the more
to
loss,
trophy.
The more your Raging Cajuns was huge.
Huge.
I had Georgia Tech easy money line, and Dylan, who keeps track, gave. I said I was on. To fuck up from 1-0 to 0-1.
It's one
this
game.
This is honestly what I deal with. This guy and I, we haven't seen each other in a while. I've screamed at Dylan harder and louder than anyone. And to his credit, he's just like. It bounces right off him. He's like dead inside when I do it. You can't impact him. But unbelievable, just lack of integrity or brain power. I don't know. How do you screw up one pick? It's the one pick. It's just.
You said to him, he's like, sometimes I say something to Dylan and he just won't do it. And Dylan's like, yeah, that's true.
He is an emotionless guy.
Well, everything else on the sheet auto populates based on just numbers, and that's the only thing that week to week I updated myself. So I just
you only had to touch one thing, if I understand that correctly.
No,
everything else is auto populated.
Yeah, you're Mortal Locks.
You had to touch one thing, and you fucked it up.
I did fuck it up.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I don't want to pile on.
I have a quick question about the Pat Hill Trophy. Is that number? Is it?
We're never going to see it. Rico's never going to get it.
It's just first, second, and third, or is it like Big Cat up a certain amount of points? Or is it just
no? We decided it's just win percentage. Win percentage.
It's going to be straight up win percentage.
No units or anything like that. Just straight up win percentage.
Very easy to track.
Yes, and I also have something, Rico. I said I had a gift for you.
Yeah,
and it's a genuine gift.
All right.
It's no one even knows about it in this room. Do you want it right now?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. So the Pick'em. How long have we been doing it?
8 years.
15 years.
22 years.
I don't like where this is going, Rico.
The Pick'em is. The Pick'em, if you look at it on iTunes, it looks ridiculous because Dave and I from like 8 years ago, and it's just the two of us. Rico, you're as just as part of this show as the rest of us. So it's not finished. It's not finished, but it's almost finished. But check your phone. I just texted you. I texted all of you the picture. This will be the new logo for the Barstool Pick'em.
Wow.
As of the dropping of the show this week. That is the new logo.
That's pretty big.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
That is the new logo for Barstool Pick'em.
I
gotta
get like a poster like that.
Okay, all right.
We'll get it.
We'll get it. You got it.
I mean, that's gonna hang over my bed.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing that I think anyone's ever done for you. Yeah. That's very
front and center too. Your center
was causing you wave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't even see that. Pat Hill's on there.
Oh,
in the
man. Just since the podcast, describe
Dave and Rico.
Spider-Man gift.
Yeah, Triggs did it. It's actually the office scene, the Mexican standoff with the fingers pointing, the finger guns. So it's the three of us, Mexican standoff, Barstool Pick'em featuring Dave Portnoy, Big Cat, and Rico Bosco. And there's still some things I want Triggs to put for the kids on your sweatshirt, Rico.
Okay.
But it's fantastic, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. Look at the lettuce.
Oh, he's
Dave's lineup
touched.
Is great.
He's touched.
No, without a doubt.
Yeah.
One thing, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a blue hat?
I think he did Cubs, but I should have him make a Wisconsin hat. And
I only got my break. I mean, we have a chemistry, but. He didn't have to take that voice.
Oh, you want me to add Hank on there, too?
He didn't take that voice. He didn't take that voice.
Maybe
like
something on his chest. Like one of those little, like, pockets. They put him on the uniforms. Yeah, like,
it's a butterfly
like for someone that's
effect.
Dead. Yeah.
Right. I mean, butterfly effect.
All right. I had to have known there's going to be edits on this gift.
Well, the red
no,
hat
no,
helps
no,
you.
No, there's always edits on the gifts. Yeah. No, I got it. Triggs will take care of it. Triggs is a fantastic artist, so I will have him take care of it. Yeah. But that will be the new logo.
That's awesome.
For Barstool Pick'em going forward. I felt it was only right.
Thank you.
So, that's Rico, beautiful. Before we get into picks, how did how's the last week gone? Coming out of the closet.
It's good. Thanks, Dan. It was good.
It's been positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd say so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Anyone be like, oh, man, you're way uglier than I thought?
Some people. I saw some of that.
Yeah. Two skulls.
Like, I feel like it's like people that read a book and then they make a movie and everyone's like, oh, that's not what I imagined it in my head.
A lot of people complimented the hair, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't think you have great hair, but I ain't stretching the imagination.
Yeah. Anyone say anything about the weight? Well, they didn't know how skinnier you were and now how much fatter you are.
A little quarantine. We'll take care of it.
Yeah. Shocking. Dave was shocked that time.
I call it as I see it. I was surprised by how much weight you put on. Now I'm used to it. I don't comment.
But the problem is no one has a baseline.
Right. No, he put on a lot of weight.
Right. But people don't know. So it's important that we say it right now that you have put on a lot of weight.
I was stunned when I saw you the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not anymore. I don't say anything for fat. Like I saw you, I was like, oh shit, he got fat. Yeah. But now I don't. Now that I've seen you, I haven't said it in
all
a
right.
while.
Yeah.
That works.
Okay. All right. Let's get to our games. We have four games. Five games. I put five games.
I'm interested to see which ones you put. Yeah.
Yeah. So first one, UCF, Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Dave's Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Great pick, Dave.
Thank you.
Great Florida pick. State just a mess through and through. I just can't believe. How is Florida State bad? I don't understand. They're like, when USC's bad, I don't get it. When Florida State's bad, I do not get it.
Yeah, they've been bad for a while. They're just bad. Yeah, once Jimbo left, they fell apart.
Yeah, and they actually kind of fell apart his last season, too.
A little bit. Maybe that's why he left.
All right, UCF, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's plus 7.5, over under 60.5. Dave, I'll start with you.
Well, I mean, what am I going to turn my back on the Yellow Jackets? The quarterback's good. He's mobile. They came back. A nice win. I think they can win this game, too. UCF, yeah, UCF's good. They're a solid, you know, program. But 7.5 points. UCF, correct me if I'm wrong, they have not played. I think that is a gigantic difference between a team in this corona environment that's had the pads on and clanging and banging versus a team that hasn't and presumably barely practiced, barely hit. So I love Georgia Tech. I think this is – I'm a horse race guy. Everybody knows that. The biggest difference for a horse is their first race and second race. You improve generally because you have experience. I think it's going to be a huge advantage for Georgia Tech, the fact they played. So I think they could win this game. I think it could be a double week underdog money line winner. Mm. So I would, again, take Georgia Tech, the points, and I'd lay the juice, the points to take money line.
All right, Rico. Wait, so what's your official pick?
Georgia Tech.
Okay,
for
Georgia
this,
Tech. Oh, yeah, Georgia we're not Tech. Doing money lines on the Pat Hill trophy.
So there are a lot of guys out for UCF. None of them are – major skill players, but they do lose a couple on defense. The AAC to me is the most fascinating conference race going. Memphis, UCF, Cincy, SMU, they're loaded. People are saying that this is one of UCF's best teams around. Still have Dylan Gabriel at quarterback.
Who's saying that?
What?
Who's the people?
Like when you see those media quotes floating around, it's like, yeah, UCF's loaded. It's okay. Like, all right, keep an eye on UCF. It's like, all right. So, three of the top four wide receivers, a lot of skill positions. They lost. The only three games they lost last year were combined 7 points. They could have gone undefeated again.
Who?
UCF.
Okay.
I want to lay it, but I got to go with Georgia Ooh. Tech at home here. They showed me too much last week. They showed me too much. I'm going to take Georgia Tech in the points.
Okay. I'm also taking Georgia Tech. I took Georgia Tech. I followed Dave last week. I feel the same way. You just have to keep riding them, plus 7.5. A little let down, but I can deal with it.
He's not a letdown guy. These kids die for this kid.
If UCF had played last week, I'd feel a little bit more of a letdown coming.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, Hank just texted me this, and I need to read it out loud. This might be one of the greatest tweets of all time. David Hookstead. Who is David Hookstead? He is...
He's the Big Ten guy, right?
Yeah, wait. Is he a fish?
He's the guy who, like, broke it first.
No,
he?
He's a troll, though, I think. Shit. I think he's a troll. Either way, I think he does this stuff to troll. He said, I've spent the past 188 days fighting to save Big Ten football. Today we accomplished the mission. Much like the Osama bin Laden raid or D-Day, you never know when your number will be called to serve. All you hope for is to execute your job and mission.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there trying to take credit for it.
Sir Yacht is really the only
Sir
one I
Yacht,
give credit to.
Trump, Clay Travis, this guy, a lot of guys trying
Sir
to take
Yacht
credit.
Sir Yacht is the one who kept the hope alive when there was no hope.
You were on him in like July. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was clinging to anything.
Let's do it.
So Sir Yacht is my guy. I will appear on Sir Yacht's Periscope. I promise that if Big Ten football comes back, I will go on his Periscope. I have no idea what that's going to look like, but we'll do it. All right, next up, App State, Marshall. I just threw this in there because I love Marshall's colors. And underrated colors, by the way.
Green and white?
Yeah, but the green is different. It's not regular green.
Kelly green.
Yeah. Like, the Eagles should be wearing Kelly green all the time.
The new Jets uniforms, they just look like they stink.
Yeah, well, they do stink.
Well, and they look
it. As a team. All right, App State, Marshall. Marshall plus 4.5, over-under is 59, Rico.
It's my lock of the week.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you want me to pass?
No, save it. Yeah, save it.
Okay.
Over 59? I just read it in big letters. Over 59 is your lock of the week? Look at it. It was a comically large. What do you think
so
you were going to forget?
Yes, I don't forget. That's what we do. If you're asking me to pick a side, I will take.
You have to pick a side.
That
I will
thing
take
is
Marshall.
So big.
I will take Marshall.
Are you hoping?
No,
that,
you have to pick the side or the over. And, okay. And
are you hoping
lot.
That like if the plane flies low enough over the deserted island, they know that you got over 59? That's how big you
no,
wrote it.
I can't have those plane references though with Marshall.
Oh fuck.
He's insensitive.
Who? Him?
Yeah. That's my fault.
Oh, when I heard the plane with Marshall, I went to McGlonaghy.
Dark spot. Yeah. How did that team do against the spread the year after?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah. all right. Right. What's your pick, Dave?
That would be an all-time alternate universe.
I'm a terrible person.
We just get to go back, though. It's like 76, well, 77, didn't have and you're firing in Marshall.
I also don't. I mean, come on. The old Grateful Deadline. I'm going to hell in a bucket. I hope I enjoy the ride.
I like Marshall here at home. I don't know much about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you a little bit?
Yeah, give him a sure. Give him
supposed
a nugget.
To have this quarterback Isaiah Green.
Supposed to? Or they have?
They had him. He left. They bring in this kid Grant Wells. Is that his name? Grant Wells, freshman, killed it last week. So
who they play?
They played Eastern Kentucky.
Mm. Important note.
But he played well. So you got to think. It was like one of those things where they had all the pieces, and they were like, Green's going to do well. Like, we're all good. They don't even need Green. Plug this kid in.
Why did the quarterback leave?
Personal reasons.
Corona, opt out?
Yeah, he left. Decided to transfer.
But why? Oh, where?
I don't know. He's not. I can't find where he's at right now.
What do you mean?
I did try to look it up. I think he's sitting a year. He just sitting a year.
The answer is you have no idea what happened to him.
He definitely transferred.
Then how do you not know
but
where?
My thing is, I think he
what
knew.
Do you mean? How do you know?
I think he knew how good this kid was.
But how do you how do you know a kid transferred but you don't know where?
If you can find where he went, I will compliment you because I can't.
But I've then he didn't like that's people right, would know.
He's in the portal. He hasn't transferred yet.
Okay,
he's in there. He's a free agent.
Okay.
But my thing is, I think he knew how good this kid was and was like, all right, I'm out.
Correct. Okay. That's just theories.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already on Marshall.
I'm going to take the over. I have a good feeling about it.
Good pick.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Stumbled upon a newspaper.
I'll take the over in this one. All right. Next one we have. South Florida at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's -26. Over-under is 50. I love the Notre Dame fans, the socially distanced fans. It's a very funny visual. That also, I'm going to give credit to Notre Dame. Them on NBC just felt like
great,
a real Saturday.
Great, great, great. That's when I made my rant about Big Ten football comeback. I'm watching Notre Dame Duke and looks like a normal. By the way, you see Georgia, what they said about tailgating?
No.
No tailgating, but they will allow people in the lots.
Good luck enforcing that.
I like that.
That's just SEC football.
Promises you won't tailgate, guys.
Right, that is just to appease everybody. Like, hey, we banned tailgating.
Yeah, they're going to look the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you start, Rico?
I honestly have no real opinion on this, but I will say Notre Dame looked like shit last week. I think they look a little bit better this week. I'll lay the points. Hate it. Hate the pick. I'll lay Notre Dame.
I also take Notre Dame. I don't think South Florida played USF. And USF.
No, they did.
They did?
Yeah, they did. Who'd they
Citadel.
Play?
Citadel.
There you go.
Citadel's a team.
Hangs with everybody.
They do?
I don't think that's true at all.
Me neither.
Yeah, like not even close.
I guess
you might
the
be thinking. You might be
did
thinking,
they pull an outright upset?
No, you might be thinking of Citadel in basketball because they play
they
that
just play
fast,
overs. Yeah.
Yeah, tempo game. But there's.
Well, I know
Citadel
got
hangs
rocked.
With everyone?
Citadel got rocked by Alabama.
So then what do you mean they hang with everybody?
I shouldn't have said hang with everybody.
I mean, they pulled
a significant upset in the last 5 or 6 years.
That might be true.
I don't recall.
They lost 27-6 to South Florida last week. They got
I think it's just misinformation, maybe.
It is, probably.
2016.
Who'd they beat?
Oh, well, that didn't count as an upset. Last
I mean,
Georgia
didn't count as an upset. They're probably getting 30.
Okay,
no, that's an upset. I'm going Notre Dame. They played one game under
2016, months after a big sale. The Citadel ruined South Carolina's day. Citadel beat South Carolina. Score was 23-22. Georgia Tech, South Carolina.
I knew
that counts.
We went
that
there
counts,
on the
Dixie
Tour.
Getting a point for me?
Apology?
Apologies.
I don't know, because 2016 is going pretty far back in the well.
I said the last 5 years, and they have two.
That's
I didn't
only,
even know about
no,
Georgia
that's
Tech.
Only one presidency back.
All right.
Rico's been here for two.
I'm going to take Notre Dame here. Lay the points. But again, I'm not a huge opinion, but I'll take Notre Dame.
Okay, I will take the under. I took the under last week, Duke-Notre Dame. Pick. It was easy. Thank you, Rico. Under 50 is my pick. Next up, Houston at Baylor. Baylor is -4, over under 63. This game was just added. Actually, Hank, you'll like this. Your good friend, best friend,
Coach Dana,
FaceTimed me on Saturday in the pool and was like, we just added Baylor. And he was like, you can't say. And I was like, okay, well, so you just told me for no reason. But it was great to see him.
Always great to see him.
Yeah, great.
How is his hair looking?
Great. Fantastic. Beautiful.
He's got better hair, Dana Holgorsen or me.
Oh, were people really saying you have great hair?
That was some of
the
comments.
It's very thin.
Was it people who were saying that because they saw all the people saying you're way uglier than we thought?
Probably.
But
even it out.
Yeah, right.
For real, you don't have great hair.
All right.
I think it's good hair.
It's not commentable hair.
Let me see. Take off the sunglasses.
No, I think as
a
guy
thin
that
up
can't
top, Dave's right. Yeah, it's a little thin.
It's from product. All right, whatever you say.
As a guy that can't curl flow, anyone that has any type of flow is somewhat
notable.
Back
flow doesn't. Does back flow count?
Go like, push it forward. Let's see it forward. Let's see it forward. I want to see it a different way.
No.
Why? I want to see it. Because
he's an Italian kid. He's not going to do
it. Too much hair.
He has to slick it back. That's the only he's been slicking it back like a wet hair since he was 2 years old. To the whole family. If you go to the family events, I guarantee you everybody's wearing the hair like
selling
that.
Penny stocks on Long Island.
I saw you at DJ's. You were the guy with the hair slicked back.
Which one?
Oh, you saw that video?
Oh, my
what?
God.
Never mind.
I know. Rico's serious right now.
Yeah. I have no idea
thinking
what he's talking
about. Yeah, no, I know. He's thinking like you keep up with Rico Bosco videos.
Please.
Of DJs, like
please.
Him partying. Are you blocked still? Was that like the first?
What is that? What did you just show me?
Opening party 2012.
That's you?
With a whistle?
Yeah.
What is that like the first is that the first video that you have that you pulled it up so fast?
Oh yeah, it's favorite. It's in my favorites.
Oh, okay. Then what's in your favorites? The Woj.
You touched on
DM.
Something last week, and we do need to have positive eyes. I don't want to have fucking yelling and shit. But you said, you know, Dave loves the kids.
What?
What is that? I can't see who that is. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, Mariano Rivera.
Oh.
Can't possibly, you know.
You know,
the company you keep.
You know he's a murderer.
According to Rico, yeah.
Yes.
So.
Go through your favorites real quick, because this is going to be good. It's the Woj DM.
Yeah.
It's Gottlieb something.
This one.
It's a video of you calling into Gottlieb's show. Okay.
Positive vibes only.
All right.
Let's see what else we got.
Rico's be a Francesa call.
Oh, I have the one Rhea did. J420.
Okay, Jay. Okay, all right. But give us the Rico ones.
That
Not
one.
Forget about the other clips.
Which ones?
Like the Woj, the Gottlieb, the Francesa. You have all your greatest hits
in
there.
The Rico Bosco.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one, Dave. Well, no, that's not.
I'm getting bored to tears.
Well, what do you want
section.
Me to do? He keeps
I mean,
doing it.
We thought you'd have something better, but this is, let's move on.
All right. Okay. Next up, we have Houston Baylor. We haven't talked Houston Baylor.
Yeah. For me, tough game because Gruel Rule, he's gone. Baylor was my team last year, and they almost made me look like a genius.
Yeah,
that actually put me in a. I had them for like $10,000 at like plus 400 or something versus Oklahoma.
Yep.
And they blew that huge lead.
Huge.
That killed me. I don't know what to expect from Baylor here. I like Holgorsen. I still don't know what the hell happened with the quarterback leaving with Holgorsen there. That was strange to me. This game is strange to me. I actually was going to put it on my card and then took it off. I'm going to take Baylor, but I don't like it.
Okay. Rico?
Houston.
I'm taking Houston as well, plus
big
four.
Time. I would have taken LA Tech last week. That would have been on the card. Baylor loses a lot. They also lose the defensive coordinator.
Is that a question?
I'm pretty sure. I'm just couldn't think of the guy's name. Aranda, I want to say.
Dave Aranda?
I don't know the guy's name. Okay. New defensive coordinator, new head coach. I like Houston a lot. I love Holgorsen as a dog. He's been doing it forever at West Virginia.
But they were not good last year.
Right. That's a transition.
Wait, no.
That's
Dave Aranda is the head coach at Baylor. Okay, he was the defensive coordinator at LSU. He was also at Wisconsin before that.
Right.
Misinformation.
Well, all right. Yeah, whatever.
So they have.
I mean, what you said he was D coordinator. He's gone.
Was he the D coordinator at Baylor?
He was the D coordinator at LSU last year. So he was D coordinator at Wisconsin before that.
Where did Baylor's defensive coordinator go? Felt like he got a job somewhere, too. Either way, I like Holgorsen as a dog. I like Houston big time in this one. Lines dropping in that favor.
Who's the quarterback now? I still this game. Anybody explain? You guys have the end. What happened with that quarterback? He seems like he'd be a perfect fit for Dana.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole season was weird because it was very weird. They did that thing, too. Houston last year, I think it was the first time ever, they played like 3 games in 18 days. Remember that? They had a crazy schedule.
It's like they quit. Remember, they lost that first game, and then the quarterback's like, all right, I'm out of here. Oklahoma.
Right.
I think he knew he could go higher, so he's like, let me test the water, and they put in that rule of the 4 games.
What do you mean go higher? Like to Miami?
Yeah.
The defensive coordinator, Baylor, Phil Snow, went to Carolina with Matt Rhule.
Okay.
All right. I'm taking – wait, I took Houston. All right, last game. This actually is a great game. This is going to feel like a big game. The Barstool Sportsbook app, by the way, is going to be live on Friday, so we will be watching this game on live stream Saturday night in Philadelphia. Miami at Louisville, top 25 matchup. Louisville -2.5, over under 64.5. I'm jacked up for this game. I'm legitimately jacked up for this game.
Louisville is a very tough place to play at night in normal circumstances. Obviously, we're in Coronaville, and I am absolutely not sold on Miami. Sorry, Danny Boy Kane. I'm just not. They haven't been good in a long time. They kind of remind me of Florida State. Not only have they not been good, they lose games to, like, teams that you don't even know have football programs. So I like Louisville at home here. I think they win this game, and, I love the kid from Houston. I do like that quarterback, but he wasn't that great there last week, to be honest. So I do like Louisville here.
Rico.
I agree with everything you're saying. The running back for Miami, Cameron Harris, is probable. Louisville is 7-1 straight up in their last 8 home games. You're only laying 2.5. It's basically a pick 'em. I'll take that. And I love their quarterback, Cunningham. You know what vibes I'm getting from this game? 2 years ago, when they played Florida State.
Florida State quit. They won by 80.
They won by 90. Now, I don't think they're going to win by 90.
That was the most I've ever seen a football team
pack it
quit.
In. Mm-hmm. And immediately. It was like 14-0. It's like, all right, we're done.
That game
it's
was
over.
On ESPN.
It's all the clock.
Yeah.
Ali's daughter was the guest picker.
I've done a pizza review with her.
She's nice. Phenomenal. We had her on PMT.
Nice.
Layla.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I respect and call her by her name.
Layla.
Ali's daughter. All we know her for is Ali's daughter.
That's sexist and disrespectful.
Yep.
JJ
Watt would not like that.
Sorry, Layla. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but Louisville, great environment.
Well, No.
Well, there's no fans.
No. You can't do that.
I like them at home.
But you can't do that.
Are they completely no fans?
Pretty sure.
Yeah,
but
I believe Kentucky is none.
Yeah, even if there were 25%.
I felt like I was watching them against Western Kentucky, and they had.
I think Kentucky's not. I thought I saw it, but.
Great environment, though.
They're jacked up at home either way.
Yeah, right, correct. I mean, right.
I like Louisville.
All right,
Louisville's on the card.
Yeah, I'm going to take Louisville in the over in that game.
A lot of similar picks today, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's...
Well, we had a great week last week. Don't shy away from
I mean, I, listen, the consensus. I was very happy with my mortal lock. I was 2-3.
What was Georgia Tech's money line last week?
Mortal lock was phenomenal.
370, I think.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 units on
it. It was phenomenal. 12.
You know, I'm talking about the show. I'm talking about the people at home.
It was a phenomenal pick.
Thank you.
All right. Rico, you want to start? No, Dave, you start.
Card?
Give us your card. Yeah, let's do the card.
Tulsa at Oklahoma State. I got Oak State -23. Boone Pickens, the works, the mullet.
That was the Oblo game last year. We had to touch on that.
What?
Oklahoma State-Tulsa was the famous Oblo game last year. It's worth noting.
It was?
It was 1,000% the Oblo game. You can't not touch on that.
I forgot that was the game. I thought it was a bigger name game.
It was like
that.
An Oregon game.
It was. It was. Nope. That was the Oblo game.
Okay. Huh. So Oblo special here, -23. I think Oak State can win by 50. My mortal lock, again, is Georgia Tech, plus 7.5. Same thing. I already gave it. I have Louisville on my card, minus 2.5. And I have La Tech plus 5 at USM. La Tech plus 5. Small card, small board, but there's the card.
All right, Rico.
All right. I am on Tulsa, Oklahoma State, over 66.
How do you feel about that?
I love it.
Okay, I'm on it then.
Three Big 12 teams lost outright last week. You don't think Gundy's going to get these kids going?
Yeah, I'm worried that Tulsa won't score.
Tulsa's got a good offense, too. I think Tulsa's got nine back on offense. Yeah. 88% of their production. Quarterback Zach Smith is good. 3,000 passing yards. They got a 1,000K rusher. Okay. And they got a 1,000K wide receiver and another one with 700 yards. Both defenses aren't good. They had a top 30 pass offense.
I respect how when you say you got 1,000, you could say 1,000-yard rusher, but you like 1,000K rusher. I like that. Like we
1K,
know,
yeah, I get,
yeah,
I get,
goes in the cat.
You know, I know it goes. I go a little
like
more.
He's a like 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000K-yard rusher.
Like Oklahoma State's loaded. Spencer Sanders at quarterback, Chuba Hubbard, Tylan Wallace. They also get a wide receiver from LSU as a transfer, D. Anderson. In the last five home openers, Gundy has scored 53.2 points per game. The total in those games has been 67.2. So we're right at the number. Give it to me. Love that over. I am on Louisiana, again, minus 17.5. Georgia State loses a ton of production. They lost a quarterback named Dan Ellington, a running back named Trot Minter.
The Raging Cajuns?
Raging Cajuns, yeah. Mm. No, I know it's a letdown spot, but this team this team loses a ton of production. 121st
who,
in defense scoring.
Who
did Georgia
State play last week?
Who did
Georgia State?
Did
Georgia,
Raging Cajuns win a big game last week?
Yeah, is Georgia State the guys with the like blue bland uniforms that run the football?
Yes, but they just lost the running back.
Is that them, though?
No, Georgia Southern used to run the triple option.
With the number on the helmet. Who beat Tennessee last year?
Georgia State. The best two players are gone.
Okay. No, but Georgia State's with the blue?
Yeah, they're blue. Royal blue.
Plus 17?
Royal blue or dark blue?
I'm taking plus 17.
It's two teams, Georgia State and Georgia Southern.
How does that work?
Georgia Southern's Navy. Georgia State is that.
How many points is this worth now that we're opposite sides?
No, that's out.
Oh, okay.
It's too confusing. Their defense was 121st in scoring, 119th in the rush. You watched the game last week? What can the Raging Cajuns do? Run the ball. Love it. 84th in the pass, 112th in total yards. Give me Louisiana. Love Louisville, minus 2.5. I also am giving, take me Louisville, Louisiana first half. So it's.
This just sounds like a dummy.
No.
And I hope you're not being dummy, but big upset. Right? Big upset last week. Letdown spot. You're going to ride. I don't know.
Small.
Rico.
I'm riding them.
I don't know.
Them.
I don't
Can't
like
give it. Up on my guys.
You're doing first half. Okay, you're doing small.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
First half, one unit. Games, two. BC plus 6.
I like it.
Phil Jerkovec is a transfer out of Notre Dame. He was a 5-star recruit. He's a dual threat. David Bailey ran for close to 900 yards at running back. According to Phil Steele, they have a top 10 offensive line. Fourth fewest sacks. David Cutcliffe is 3-7 against the spread at home as a home favorite last 2 years. Give me BC. I think BC can win the game. It's not a great price, like plus 195. BC plus 6, I think they can win the game. And the lock of the week is App State Marshall over 59.5. App State only has 4 back on defense, as does Marshall. I love this quarterback for Marshall. I love App State. 500 yards last week. Zach Thomas, Marcus Williams, they're loaded. Good wide receiver. The over in the last 8 of 9 Marshall games has gone over at home. Marshall home games, 8 of 9 over, 59.5. That's just, 31-28. We're not saying, 35-35.
Well, that was a push, right?
But 35-31, we're right there.
It's your mortal lock, and you just gave out a score. That was a push.
All you need.
You hear that?
I mean, all you need is.
The total's 59. I love it. It goes 31-28. You pushed.
You just pushed your mortal lock.
No. It's going over. 35-35, it's going over.
Well, that's.
Wait, 35-35 is a tie.
But no, that's far.
You can't tie. You can't tie.
That's far.
35-31.
That's far better than 31-28, which you pushed. Right. Game over. You pushed.
Okay. So 59. You pushed. I'll tell you what, Dan, 59 might be a football number.
59. No, that's not a football number.
Could be. He just made a good point.
Well, you could 31-28. You gave out your mortal lock, and then you gave your prediction for the score.
Both teams will be in the 30s.
Okay. But what if one team
is not? Power offense.
Okay, fine. I can live with that. You understand sitting here how someone gives a mortal lock at 59 and then gives the exact score, and it's a push. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Okay.
Big time problem.
Right.
You I don't love think your this is going to
hit. The over's going to hit in the third quarter.
Ooh. So 31-28 in the third.
31-28 in the third. Okay. That's what I
okay.
You know, I get rattled.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You start saying this shit. All right, my card. I got Georgia State plus 17, letdown spot for Louisiana.
I like that pick.
Thank you. Georgia Tech plus 7.5, Texas State minus 5.5, Troy, or no, that's my mortal. UNC minus 30, I'm going back to the well. Sam Howell's birthday today. Shout out Sam Howell.
I was not nearly as impressed as you guys were with Sam Howell. I was expecting fucking Jesus behind the quarterback the way you talked to him. I wasn't that
impressed. Charles' quarterback's out. I gave you that text.
Yeah.
Line jumped.
Over is 60.
You didn't give me that.
What?
What?
I don't like to bother you. I gave you the text about who's had practices that you said on the college football show. I didn't get a response. No. So I'm not trying to
okay,
peddle
fine.
You.
Fine. Yep.
Over 60 in that UNC game as well. Duke, BC, under 52, and BC plus 6.
Great pick.
Tulsa, Oklahoma State, over 66, plus Tulsa, plus 23. Pitt, minus 22. Cuse doesn't want to play. They don't want to play a season.
What's weird about that is that who did Syracuse have last week?
UNC.
Okay. Why is Pittsburgh laying almost the same amount of
it's not
as
the same
UNC?
Amount.
What?
What? Oh, they are. It's the same
that's
UNC.
What I'm saying. So we're, you know.
Hey, because Cuse doesn't want
to
play.
All right. It was just a weird. It stood out to me. It was a weird
UNC
number.
Covered.
Yes.
Yes.
But before the season, would you say UNC and Pittsburgh were equal? Now, I'm high on Pittsburgh, but you know what I mean? It's a weird number. It definitely stood out to me.
All right. So UNC, where you got me lost? Oh, Pitt minus 22. Do I have to say my picks again from the card, from the main games or no?
No.
Those are automatically on my
They're card. Automatically in, yeah.
All right, okay. And then my mortal is Troy minus 3. Troy minus 3, Middle Tennessee stinks. Everyone else is mortal locks? Aria?
Louisville minus
2.5. Okay.
Aria's on Louisville.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with my best friend, Dana.
I mean, that's not a shaved head.
What?
That's a shaved head.
3-1. I'm losing my fucking mind over here.
You think that's a shaved head, Hank?
Yeah.
3-1. Let me see the top.
It's one of my fucking assholes.
Let me see the top.
It's a lot of hair.
If you ran a 3 clipper, it wouldn't more hair wouldn't come off.
What was the actual bet?
He said a 3.
Talking about him.
He said, all right, if I that was a 3, so go and get
the
3.
The bet was a 3?
Yeah,
go right. Get the 3. Go get the 3, and I'll run it over.
I just did it.
No,
myself.
No, go get me the 3.
And I just
I'll run
did,
it over
it
your head, and it'll be
the
good.
The season don't even count. This is, I'm losing my mind. I'm having a Britney
yeah,
Spears
yeah, because you're
moment.
Being a bitch.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Marty, you don't even look
zero.
Bad right now.
I look terrible.
You don't.
You don't look bad. I wouldn't even you were different.
It's like the fact that you – I'm actually more mad at you now that you've taken up this much time to not even like.
I thought you had to go
bad.
Bald.
No, it was a 3.
It was a 3.
Oh,
you don't
who,
even look
what
bad.
Are we, I, dude, what are we
that's
even
our point.
A 3.
No, that's our point.
I thought
point.
It was bold.
It's ridiculous you made such a big deal about it.
Because I got alopecia.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I got the alopecia.
Go get me.
Going to the doctor
go
now.
Go get me the fucking clippers, and I'll go over your head with a 3, and then it'll be over.
I don't – where am I going to get 3?
Well, you just did it with a 3.
At home.
Okay, well, I'll have someone go buy new clippers.
All right.
We'll go over it with a 3.
Shit.
You sure that's a 3?
Yes, I literally just did it.
Honestly, though, if you're making like you, I wouldn't even know that you were different.
No.
I don't know what we're talking
not
about.
Not even close.
We're talking about practice. I mean, you just look
it's
like you
crazy.
Got a haircut.
I don't get a haircut. That's a problem. Because I know it's
well,
not
then don't
grow.
Make
it's
bets
not
grow. Like that.
No, it's not going to grow. It was also, I thought the season was going to happen.
It did.
Fully.
It did.
He still wouldn't have
you
won.
Honestly don't look that different.
No, at
I
all.
Thought you just got a normal haircut.
It actually makes me more mad that you literally look exactly the same. The fact that you bitched about it for 2 weeks is crazy.
Because I don't want to do it.
But you don't
but
look
don't
different.
But don't make bets.
I know, I did it. And then that's what
but
the
you don't
is.
Even look that different.
All right, we'll go over your head with the 3 after all this. Right. You look fine.
That's crazy. I thought it was bald.
He looks fine.
So did I.
No, it was a
bald.
3 the whole time.
We're doing this over a 3?
That's why, Dave, that's why
come
the gambling
on.
Gods have been mad. That's why we're losing. Because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous you wouldn't do a 3.
Come on.
All right.
3 is a lot of hair.
What?
Three
you have
still
a lot of hair left.
Yes. Correct.
0 and a 1.
Correct.
Military.
Hank, what was your mortal?
Best friend, Dana.
Good pick.
Dylan?
How'd you do last week?
Notre Dame under. We had Georgia Tech, and we hit it.
Nice.
Good pick, guys.
Thank you.
Great pick. BC for Liam, plus 6.
Good
all
pick.
Right. Is that it? Anything else?
No.
Check out the new logo.
Fucking logo's unbelievable.
It's fire.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Rico, how'd you do in bags? This is, I guess people will listen to this tomorrow.
2-0.
Wait, is bags today?
Tomorrow.
Well, for the people every listening.
The way you talk instantly installs doubt.
Yep.
Like, how'd you do? I don't even know. How'd you do bags?
No, no. It's doubt in how confident I am.
It's his face.
Oh, I thought you asked, how did you do?
No, I'm asking. Well, I'm saying people
he's
will be listening
it, like,
to this
retroactively
on Thursday and Friday.
Haven't played
it,
yet.
Got it.
So,
like,
but he
I
also
played
this before. Like, Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, one of the all-time doubt faces of all time.
Yeah, you just look at it.
Who
you're
else?
Like, I don't
you
know.
You got to put a Mount Rushmore.
Of doubt faces?
Yeah. Me, Dylan.
Oh, Dylan. Yeah, Dylan looks permanently incorrect.
Yeah. Something about Dylan.
Spider at
Dylan wouldn't. I wouldn't be shocked if Dylan, in like 3 months.
Tommy's
got some doubt. If
Tommy was afraid.
I wouldn't be shocked if in 3 months Dylan like was like, hey, you guys know like English isn't my first language. And I don't actually understand.
Credit to him. I don't know how he's still here.
Yeah, it's like.
He's just still here.
I was born in
Spain. He's going to be somebody like the guy from Office Space, like who's downstairs.
Milton? Yeah.
That's going to be Dylan.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Milton.
Milton with the red stapler?
Yeah.
What else do you do, Dylan?
Stool streams.
Oh.
Stool streams.
Well, like, what did you do during, like, Corona?
Well, we had some to do with stool streams when Hank and PFT played. Yeah, just try to do anything
exactly.
That
could.
I mean,
that's
you gotta find a second sentence.
You have to
have a second sentence.
That
you can't be like,
that.
Stool streams, right. And, you know.
Just keep listing
well,
stuff
you can
make it up until he cuts you off.
That right. Question, too. It's a tough question.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You gotta have a second.
I work my dick to the bone. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You want to list?
He's got
you
want
to
no
list
dick,
30
bone.
Things?
Yeah.
Unboxing.
Unboxing, fucking
pizza,
call
cookies.
Her daddy, frozen pizza reviews, Davey. I mean, I can go on and on.
Just get a second line. Once you get a second sentence, you're good.
You're in.
Because then it's like tune out after the second sentence. So you got that. We'll get that. All right. That's Pick'em. We'll see everyone next week. Download the Barstool Sports app.
Yes.
It is live in Pennsylvania on Friday morning. We will be streaming all weekend. Rico, you'll be there Monday night?
Yeah.
Jeff Ndutadu will be there.
When?
Monday night.
Okay.
He said he's been doing, Dave. He
Jeff Ndutadu has been hired.
Okay. Breaking news.
He's not on Monday night.
His schedule is inversely directly when you are not there.
Who had first pick?
You did.
Thanks, Dave.
I worked his schedule around your schedule.
Sure. Dave. Jeff Ndutadu.
Who appears
said,
on the stream first, though?
Oh no!
That's a problem too.
What
I mean,
do you mean?
That's a problem.
Wait. What's the question? I thought you just asked the same question different
this
way.
This weekend is when we're debuting the streams at the house. Who appears on first?
What?
There's
he's
a stream
asking.
Thursday night.
Rico's going to be there
tonight.
Monday night.
Right.
Correct.
Is Jeff
when are your streams
going to be there before then?
Probably Sunday night.
That's
for the, Sunday for the Eagles.
That's a problem.
He's a Philly guy.
That's a problem.
It's a tough one.
Well, do you want to go Sunday?
I'll be there Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Gotta move some things.
Do you want to be there on Sunday? Will you be there on Sunday?
Can you be there?
It
on
moves
Sunday?
Another person out. If it's
if
the answer is yes.
If you're there on Sunday, Jeff Ndutadu will not be.
I'm in Sunday.
Okay.
Because he's doing Jeff, petty work.
You're gonna be there down. 7 days a week.
Yeah, this is what happened with Pick Central.
He's doing extra
he
work.
He can't miss Pick
But you
Central.
Love it, though. That's what you wanted. You want me there doing more, right? Yeah.
Dave.
All right, fine.
But you can't come back. Hey, I'm doing more. No, this is your.
Yeah.
This is like at your grease.
Wait. You need me to do every Sunday?
No. You get to decide.
But when you're out, Ndutadu's in.
Yeah.
Fine.
He is. Just think of it this way. Ndutadu is constantly getting warm in the bullpen.
Okay. Putting him up, putting him down, putting him up, putting him down every inning.
All right.
Dave, one last thing. So Jeff Ndutadu, I asked him if he sees Rico, is it fade on sight, throwing hands? And he said, let's just say I've been working on my cardio.
Yeah, that ain't going to fly. We ain't doing that.
I just imagine them, Dave, just like wrestling in like a cloud of dust for 90 seconds, and then both of them being like, "All right, we're done. Like, well, let's mend fences here, become best friends."
No chance.
Yeah, you guys could fix it.
Not a chance.
If I can change, you can change.
Nope.
Rocky.
No way.
Okay. Yeah, Rico's going to work 75 hours a week just out of grudges. Just to box grudge everyone else out.
What are you do, what's wait, hold on. What are you doing, 12 to 12 Sunday?
That's when football's on.
All right, fine. Figure it out.
I mean, what do you want? Do you want to take off some of that?
No.
Because we got a guy.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm in.
He can fill the gap.
I'm in.
More than fill the gap, right?
Oh, yeah. Fill two gaps.
All right, we'll see everyone next week.